The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
Coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches clearly there's a time to laugh, Ecclesiastes 3. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, but probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. Why not? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here's your question. Which area do we need to have more kindness in? What area do you, and do I, and to all of us, what do we need to have more kindness in? Ooh. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is just like that feeling you get when everything is just A-okay.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Had to think about that for a second. Did you?
Yes,
for
I did.
Second?
Yep.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Here's the bottom line, folks. If you want to reach out to us by phone, you can do that. You can also reach out to us by text. That's good, too. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, A, the A with a little circle around it. That's that goofy thing. It's David at he must increase, from John 3:30, hemustincrease.org. Because, of course, we're a nonprofit entity. Here's the bottom line. Maybe you've got a praise report. And I want to point this out to you because it's really important. People get a little nervous when they're going to share something, and we understand that. All of us have been there. We've all been in that same place. But it's not the way that you share it that matters. It's what God does with it that matters. And so you just putting it out there, then it's up to the Lord to take that and to transform it into people's minds and hearts. And those praise reports encourage faith. That's a beautiful thing. If you've got a prayer request, bring it. Let's take our faith, your faith, everybody's faith who's listening. We'll combine it together. We'll petition the Lord. He is kind and gracious to us. He answers prayers all kinds of prayers, so we keep petitioning and praying. In San Diego right now, it's 11:36. I do have an update on your weather. You do have weather. I just want you to make sure you know that. Also in Dallas, it's 1:36, and I want to let you know something about your traffic. You do have traffic. In fact, that's the one thing Al said he needs more kindness in, is traffic. Very nice. I fully relate to you.
Hey, don't we all?
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things. You sit there and go, hey. You just got to literally prepare your mind. Here it is. Whether you're in New York, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in Argentina, whether you're in San Diego, Dallas, anywhere else, you can reach out to us live during the show. So you can do that three simple ways. The phone number, you can also text us, and you can also send an email. I will tell you that we're going to send you the website a little later on. Here's the thing about the website. There's a couple of new articles on there. Plus, I've cleaned up a few things, especially the donate page is a lot slicker. It's a lot nicer in the sense that there's five ways to donate. You can do it through a real simple process. You can do it through a PayPal. You can do it through a QR code. QR stands for quick response, QR code. You can do it by check, or you can call after the show and we can take it over the phone. It all works if it's what the Lord wants you to do. We encourage you to pray about that carefully. In the meantime, we are in a portion of Scripture that I almost feel like every time we talk, every time we do this show, I tell you I'm not worthy to really speak of this text. And I think that's actually much more true than people realize. I think what people are going, they think in their minds is like, well, you know, I mean, the message is only good as the messenger. You are 100% wrong. You think, why? How can I say that? Because the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is so far past humanity in its own worth and value. There's nobody that's got the value of the gospel in them that way. Nobody is that good. That's why it's such good news. Here is a big key. Understanding we're in Psalm 45. This is a psalm that has to do with a wedding. And what's important is that in this case, there is a brilliant connection to the actual wedding that the king had, plus the wedding of Jesus Christ to his bride. And that's us, the church. And so this is so fascinating, and I want you to catch this. We're going to hit each little point on it. It's so good. Here we go. We're in Psalm chapter 45, and we're going to actually pick it up at verse 7 as kind of our runway to get there. It says this: you love righteousness and you hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Verse 8 in the big thing. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Listen, you read a scripture like that and you go, yeah, that for the first 30 years of my Christianity, that was me. Yeah, so that would be what I would say. But what we miss is this. In verse 8, it says, all your garments are scented. Wow, does that seem a little lame? I mean, all your garments are scented, so, aha. Here's something I want you to pick up on, a thought that maybe did not cross your mind. The five senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, are all involved in your communion with God. Just wait. Just slow down and think for a second. The sight, the sound, the smell, the taste, and the touch. So this passage illustrates that as the bride, her garments are scented. That there's a scent going from them. There's a smell. And you're just like thinking, well, that's kind of like, you know, kind of like weird. And it's like, yeah, but here's what you and I are not always picking up on. The senses go both ways. And what that means is simply this. We know that when the Lord shows us something, when we taste something, when we touch something, when we hear something, when we smell something of the kingdom of God, of the grace of God, we know it's awesome. It's like, oh, baby, We're about to do kingdom stuff here. It's awesome. But what you don't always realize, and what I don't often think of, is that I and you and we smell good to God. What? I didn't even take a shower today, Dave, and I haven't should have used my own my deodorant. I don't even know. You see, you're missing it. You see, you're his bride. He's going to spend eternity with you. Okay, I'm just going to say this nice, and for everybody who's having a theological problem with it, just sit down and relax. I wouldn't spend eternity with somebody that stunk. That would be kind of like hell as opposed to heaven. Hello? So the idea behind this is that you smell good to God. The touch that he has for you is God. You taste good to him. You sound good to him. You look good to him. You don't understand. That's both ways. It's us to God and God to us. So you look at those things, you just whip by them going, that's just a dumb little verse. And it's like, no, it's not. It teaches you that all your senses are involved with your communion with the Lord. Then even that, wait, we're not even close to it. Just slow down. Then verse 10, and then this is where it just launches into this deep theological element. It says, listen, verse 10, listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also and your father's house. So the king will greatly desire your beauty because he is your Lord. Worship him. The daughters of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. Wait. We just went from finding out that all of our senses are involved in connecting to the Lord, and it's us to him and him to us. Very cool. But when we look at verse 10, it says, listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people. And also, your father's house, what does that mean? It means much more than what it references in Genesis 2:24, that a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. It means much more than that. You're thinking, well, what do you mean? Well, in this case, the bride of the king was often from another nation. So she had to break with her own culture to marry the king. Wait. Just as Christians now must forsake marriage to the worldly things in order to be a part of the bride of Christ. Did you get that? If you picked up on that, you just got gold, way past what I can give you. When we are in this engagement and this arrangement with the Lord, we are told to leave. Leave that old life. Leave the people, leave your father, so leave that place. Just like God spoke to Abraham and said, get up and go to a place I will show you. And he left. Listen to this. Listen to the power of this. This is for the Christian. And we have to make a break. You know, if you stay in the culture of the world and then you try and connect as a bride to the king, who is Jesus Christ, who's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you got a problem. That ain't going to work. You cannot be married to the worldly things. You cannot be living in the past. In fact, one of the big, powerful scriptures in Acts chapter 7 talks about the children of Israel, that in their hearts they turned back to Egypt. And because they turned back to Egypt, they became more and more unfaithful. We can't do that. We've got to listen to this wise advice. We need to incline our ear. We need to forget that the past and move into our relationship with the king who greatly desires us. We need to worship him. He needs to be our Lord. We need to make that break. And I got to tell you this. There are times, I'm just going to say it, that there are times to let go of the old and to dwell in the new and in the future. You're listening to somebody right now who's been in a terrible church experience. If I stayed in that, I never would have had an opportunity to plant additional churches. I never would have had the opportunity to minister to thousands of people because I was so swallowed up in my own grief and misery. Get that? Got to let that go. Oh, no. This is a new wedding, a new time, a new place, a new culture. This is the kingdom of God. this one thing I do, Paul wrote in Philippians, forgetting those things which are behind me and pressing forward to the things which are before me. I press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do that. We need to walk that way. You understand that? Wow. Just think of that. You're a part of this wedding, right? Well, just in this psalm, sometimes the bride had to break and move into the new culture. That's what we're doing. Into the new culture that the Lord has for us. And you can't swallow up in the past. You can't sit there and live your life and go, if only, if only, if only. Stop saying if only. Start saying next time, next time, next time, which looks to the future with faith. Because if only looks to the past with regret. Don't do that. You get me? All right, cool. All right, let's get ready for our first trivia question. Yes, I know it's close to Christmas, but you should know that in this particular segment, it won't have anything to do with that. Which church in the book of Revelation, which church was called lukewarm? Lukewarm. Which church was called? It probably didn't go, I am your father, lukewarm. Probably not that. But which church was lukewarm? Was it Laodicea? Was it Philadelphia? Or was it Sardis? Laodicea, Philadelphia, or Sardis? Your answer. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. That's Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. Which church in Revelation was considered lukewarm? Laodicea, Philadelphia, or Sardis? That is the question. If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. Now, I'm going to send you up to the website right now. I want to tell you something about the website. There's a couple of new articles on the website. Yep. We've made our donate page really simple, super simple. If you have any problems, let me know. We are trying to take care of that as best we can. Additionally, there are articles, there are encouragement, there's old sermons, there's goofy things. There's actually a recent sermon from July, so they're not all old sermons, but a couple sermons are like 30 years old, but they're still fun. They're still good material to encourage you in the Lord, which is our goal. We want you to do that. We want you to check it out. Don't worry if you can't give. Don't stress about that ever. Okay, if you can give, great. If you can't, the Lord bless you. May he put you in a position where you can give. How about that? In the meantime, check all that stuff out on the website. Here's our scripture, by the way, for today. Given, it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Hallelujah. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Did you really?
I was like, I think we're getting the Phil Collins today.
All right, a quick update. Joy Ann is telling us that we prayed for Joy Ann yesterday and her financial things, that she would get some breakthroughs, and she said they're seeing some breakthroughs. I was praying again this morning, Joy Ann. So we just, when you're praying about something, you know, I know people don't understand this, but man, you it's like a bulldog. It's like a bulldog. You just, I'm not letting go, Lord. It's that whole Jacob thing. Remember when Jacob was wrestling the angel, and the angel's like, okay, gotta go. And this has been fun, but you're not gonna keep the belt. And so I want to leave. And then Jacob's like going, I'm not letting go until you bless me. And the guy's like, the angel's like going, let go, let go, let go, let go. And Jacob's like going, nope, 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 nope. Better bless me, not going anywhere. And finally the angel blessed him. See, that is a great lesson for all of us, is it not? Back to the trivia question, which church in Revelation was called lukewarm. Was it Laodicea, Philadelphia, or Sardis? Your answer is going to be found. Your reference point, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. Just letting you know that, if you think you know. You can call 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Now, why I love this psalm is because we haven't gone anywhere yet. I know that's crazy, but just follow along. We're in verse 13 of Psalm 45. Next week, we will be in Psalm 46, which is going to be, we might be there for a month. The other part about that is don't forget, tomorrow there is no show. No show. It's not even a replay. Tomorrow is no show. They're doing basketball, being preempted, so they will have the basketball on there. And then again on Monday for Christmas, there will be no show. We'll tell you about the other stuff later on. But Monday, Christmas, no show. But that will be a replay. So one will be basketball. That's tomorrow. And then Monday will be a top-notch replay. And when I say top-notch, I'm just saying we picked one at random. No, we did not. We actually selected specifically. Okay. All right, let's go back to verse 13 in Psalm 45. It says this, "The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. She shall be brought to the king," get this, "in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you." Stop! Wait a second. Did you just say robes of many colors? Where in the Bible have we considered a story, a truth, about a young man who received a robe or a coat with many colors? Could it be, is it possibly maybe Joseph? Oh my goodness, it is. So look at how powerful this is. You got to catch the imagery. You will be given a robe or a coat of many colors. Think of the love. Now listen, this is something I really want you to understand. Think of the love and favor that Joseph had from Jacob. Did you hear what I said? He had such great favor with Jacob. That's the favor that we had and that we have and that we will always have with the Lord. You see, Jacob loved Joseph, gave him a special coat, let him know, dude, you're special. You're my special little guy. That love was amazing. Well, guess what? The Lord showed his faithfulness to Joseph, that even while he was in the midst of trials, the Lord was still with him. I mean, who arranges something where you get sold and that in the selling process you get sold by your brothers, then you become the chief person in a captain's house? And who arranges it so that when you end up going to jail unjustly, you then become one of the chief people that direct things in the jail? And who arranges it so that that same person meets Pharaoh and tells him about his dream? And then who arranges it so that that same dream and that same interpretation makes Joseph in charge of Egypt, only behind Pharaoh? Only the Lord and his favor in the midst of trials can turn it that way. How many things work together for good to them that are loved by God, to them that love God, and to them that are called according to his purpose? How many? How many of the things work? How many of the things work together for good? You love God? Are you called according to his purpose? You know you're called. Even if you're not doing the best at it, you know you're called. Well, all of those things God causes to work together. Does that mean every moment is fun? I don't think Joseph would tell you that. But the plan was the plan. And God was with him and in it, even in the midst of trials. You too. You too. in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your struggles, never forget the favor of the Lord. Yes, but I'm in prison. Yes, but even in prison, God can exalt. Yes, but I'm being sold. Even in the selling, God can direct you to the right place. Yes, I'm getting in front of Pharaoh, and if I say the wrong thing, in fact, if I burp in his presence, he'll execute me. Yes, even in the presence of Pharaoh, God poured his favor out, and he became second in charge of the land. And then the psalm closes out. Instead, your father shall be your sons, whom you shall make princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the people will praise you forever and ever. And that is the continuation of the favor that's being spread out and testified to other people. What a psalm. What a psalm that actually is. It's very, very powerful. And we don't see it that way because we're just trying to get to the next psalm. Don't do that. Never read for speed. Read to listen to the Lord. Okay, trivia question. Which church was known as lukewarm? Laodicea, Philadelphia, or Sardis? And the answer is Laodicea. Bad lukewarm. If you are in San Diego, hang out with us. Go to hemustincrease.org and hit the listen live button. If you're in San Diego, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Knock, knock, this is Dave, who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I have a praise report.
All right. Fire away. What a great way to start my comeback. Come on. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll explain. I was in stage 4 kidney disease, and I thought I was going to have to go on dialysis because of my uncontrolled diabetes. And I got my test back yesterday, and the nephrologist told me that my kidneys are good. They're normal.
What? What?
Yes.
What? You were at...
Yes.
Wait. Back up. You were at state... What? Wait. Go through that again.
Stage 4 kidney disease.
And then you were praying. And I know you got prayer from other places because you need to get prayers as many places you did. But I know we did pray for you too. And it's like we're a part of that, and you're rejoicing in the Lord. That is so cool, Deborah. I am so blessed.
Oh, me too. And I want to thank everybody for their prayers, and I'm always praying for everybody too.
That is so, so good. I'm telling you that there is joy in my heart because the Lord has touched you. I am just blessed beyond measure. That is so awesome.
I know. I thought I was going to have to go on dialysis, and now I don't have to.
Praise the Lord God Almighty. Let me just give thanks while you're with me on the phone, just real quickly, if you don't mind. Let me just say a prayer for thanks. Father, we just thank you for our sister. We thank you for this praise report. We just ask you to fill her heart with joy. Continue to let her share and testify like she just did, and let it be a blessing to other people like it's just been a blessing to me. We thank you for it. We know you did it. We praise you for it. We just acknowledge you for it, and we're just so thankful for our sister and pray continued blessings in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, David.
Oh, amen. I'm so
and
happy
God
for you.
God bless you all.
God bless you as well. How fantastic. I mean, there's nothing I can say now. What am I supposed to say? Good job, Deborah. Good job.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is so, so great.